In all the stories of the resurrection, Christ confirms the apostles' faith and he establishes unity within the community, the church. This is something very important for all of us because the Lord, in his resurrection or after his resurrection, he told his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations. And when we have the resurrection as our focal point, we know that no matter what happens to us, we are assured of the resurrection. And our mission is not over yet. We're still not resurrected. We're still on the way to resurrection. We still have a battle to fight. I'd like to open up this meditation with a few words from St. Edith Stein. She says the following: "The battle between Christ and the Antichrist is not yet over. The followers of Christ have their place in this battle, and their chief weapon is the cross. More than ever, the cross is a sign of contradiction. The followers of the Antichrist show it far more dishonor. They desecrate the images of the cross, and they make every effort to tear the cross out of the hearts of Christians. All too often, they have succeeded. Therefore, the Savior today looks at us, solemnly probing us, and asks each and every one of us, 'Will you remain faithful to the crucified?' Consider carefully. The world is in flames. The battle between Christ and the Antichrist has broken into the open. If you decide for Christ, it could cost you your life. Carefully consider what you promise." Those words are very strong and they're very up to date, my dear friends. If you know what's happening in the world, in the Middle East, Christians are being very much persecuted, to the point of shedding their blood. Just recently, on March 28th, it was a Friday, in Cairo, Egypt, the following occurred. And there was a bunch of rioting with the Muslims in front of a church. And there was a young lady, a Christian, she was delivering medication to an elderly lady there. And as she was in her car, she just saw all the rioting coming. And they saw a cross hanging from her rearview mirror. And as they saw that cross, this is what happened. This is from an eyewitness testimony. It says, "Once they saw that she was a Christian, because of the cross hanging on her rearview mirror, they jumped on top of the car to the point that the vehicle was no longer visible. The roof of the car collapsed in. When they realized that she was starting to die, they pulled her out of the car and started pounding on her and pulling her hair, to the point that portions of her hair and scalp came off. They kept beating her, kicking her, stabbing her with any objects or weapons they could find. Throughout her ordeal, she tried to protect her face, giving her back to the attackers, till one of them came and stabbed her right in the back near the heart, finishing her off. Then another came and grabbed her by the hair, shaking her head, and with the other hand slit her throat." And there's more, but because there are little children here, I'm not going to go into it. That is what the Christians are suffering today. Today. We in America, we haven't got to this point of suffering yet. But are we prepared for it? Young people, are you prepared for this? This is something that you just don't do. We have to be prepared for when the time comes. I must learn to die to myself daily. I have to be united to the Lord. If I'm not, when this day comes, I will not be ready. The same witness later on said, "Let me tell you, here in Cairo, we Christians know that every Friday is a day of death, that the day after Friday, Saturday, we will be carried to the morgue. You know, what a mentality. What a mentality. What an atmosphere to live in, not to know when your moment is going to come. And we get so comfortable here, my dear friends in the United States. We get too comfortable. We have to realize what's going on in the world. And we have to realize that even in our own state, even in the United States here, things are already starting to happen, right? Maybe there's no violence to the point of bloodshed, but things are happening. Laws are being passed. Certain people are being put into power. And things are happening. Crosses out of the schools, less rights for Christians. You see all the sinful things that are the laws that are starting to be passed. Things are happening, my dear friends. We are at war, and the Antichrist is not asleep. Are we sleeping? Edith Stein continues, and she says, "You make a promise to the Lord of heaven and earth. If you are not deadly serious about your will to fulfill it, you fall into the hands of the living God. Before you hangs the Savior on the cross, naked, destitute, with a pierced heart. He has spilled his blood to win your heart. If you want to follow him in holy purity, your heart must be free from every worldly desire. Jesus, the crucified, is to be the only object of your longings, your wishes, and your thoughts. It is the loving heart of your Savior that invites you to follow. The arms of the crucified are spread out to draw you to his heart. He wants your life in order to give you his." The eyes of the crucified are looking down on you, asking, "Will you make your covenant with the crucified anew in all seriousness? What will your answer be?" Do you hear his voice, my dear friends? He's speaking through his word. He's speaking through the church. He's speaking through the circumstances that we're living in. Do you hear his voice? Dear young people, the following is from Pope John Paul II. And I think it's important that you guys meditate upon the following. He gave this talk to the young people in Toronto, Canada in 2002. He said the following, "Dear young people, many and enticing are the voices that call out to you from all sides. Many of these voices speak to you of a joy that can be had with money, success, power. Mostly they propose a joy that comes with the superficial and the fleeting pleasure of the senses. Do not listen to them. Listen to the voice of Jesus in the depths of your hearts. His words tell you who you are as Christians. They tell you what you must do to remain in his love. To remain in his love. But Jesus offers one thing, and the spirit of the world offers another. The spirit of the world offers many false illusions and parodies of happiness." It's very important to remember this, guys. The world is offering many false illusions, the lie. "There is perhaps no darkness deeper than the darkness that enters young people's souls when false prophets extinguish in them the light of faith, hope, and love." False prophets, false voices that promise a cheap and quick fix to happiness. The lie. Young people, do not let yourselves be deceived. If you listen to the voice of Jesus, if you're listening to the Word of God, if you're meditating upon the Word of God, Jesus will guide you, even in the midst of confusion. The devil likes to confuse. He tries to keep you into darkness. He tries to enslave you by sin and vice. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way to heaven. He is the way to God. He is the way to happiness. He is the way to peace in your hearts, my dear friends. Do not listen to the tempter. "The greatest deception and the deepest source of unhappiness is the illusion of finding life by excluding God." I don't need God to be happy. I don't need God in my life. I don't need to hear my mom, my dad, the church tell me about God. I have my relationship with God, and I need it when I want it. When I need to God, when I need something, I'll pray to God. When I don't need Him. If I'm strong and I can do things by myself, well, I got it all on my own. Very false, my dear friends. Pope John continues to say, the illusion of finding life by excluding God, of finding freedom by excluding moral truths and personal responsibility. I need to look and live moral truths. What does the church teach? If I want to be free, I need to live a good, holy life. I need to live in chastity. I need to live free from drugs. I need to live free from alcohol. I need to live free from anything that enslaves me. And sin always enslaves me. The Lord is calling you to choose between these two voices competing for your souls. Guys, remember the battle. There is a battle going on, and it's for your souls. When Jesus rose, all right, we can't get into this, okay, I'm into the, you know, enjoy the resurrection. You're supposed to have a good day today. You're supposed to be with Jesus. You're supposed to have the joy of the risen Jesus, of the resurrection. But remember, it's coming. It's coming. The cross and the battle is still there. We are not in heaven yet, and we have to prepare ourselves for this. Don't get caught up in all of this. The Easter joy is almost like a fake Easter joy. You know, okay, party time, let's go for the sweets and cookies and let's have a good time. No, get ready. Prepare yourselves. The joy that you experience this Easter has to be the driving force to get you through the hard times, because the cross will come. He goes on to say, only Jesus is the true master. Only Jesus speaks the unchanging message that responds to the deepest longings of the human heart, because He alone knows what is in each person. Today He calls you to choose goodness. His call has always demanded a choice between good and evil, between light and darkness, between life and death. He makes the same invitation to you today. What call will you choose? And to close this meditation, I just want to close with the words of our Lord. Jesus said, the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear His voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. Choose.